ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Rama राम राम हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 जयो राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो राधेश्याम 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 जयो वृंदावन धाम जयो जगन्नाथा बलदेवा जयो सुभद्रा जयो गौरानिताय जयो गौरानिताय जयो प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा श्रील प्रभुपादा हरि बोल निताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौरा हरि बोल निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON VBT Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shishri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 3 टाइटल्ड एज हिरण्यकशिपुस प्लान टू बिकम इमॉर्टल एंड वी रीडिंग वर्स नंबर 35। यदि दास्यसि यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तमम् यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम। माताजी, यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। यदि दास्यस्य भिमतान वरान मे वरदोत्तम भूतेभ्यस्त्वद्विसृष्टेभ्यो मृत्युर्मा भून्मम प्रभो। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन, वी शुडंट रिपीट टू मेनी टाइम्स व्हाट हिरण्यकशिपु इज सेइंग। आई एम जस्ट हैविंग जोकिंग। Yadi, if Dasyasi, you will give Abhimatan, the desired Varan, benedictions, me, unto me, Varada Uttama, O best of all benedictors, Bhutebhyaha, from living entities, Tvat, by you, Vishrishtebhyaha, who are created, Mrityuhu, death, Ma, not, Bhut, let there be, Mama, my, Prabho, O my Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, O my Lord, O best of the givers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me the benediction I desire, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. After being created from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, Lord Brahma, the original created living being within the universe, created many other different types of living entities to reside in this universe. Therefore, from the beginning of creation, the living entities were born of a superior living entity. Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme living being, the father of all others, Aham Bija Pradah Pita. He is the seed-giving father of all the living entities. Thus far, Hiranyakashipu has adored Lord Brahma as the supreme personality of Godhead and has expected to become immortal by the benedictions of Lord Brahma. Now, however, having come to understand that even Lord Brahma is not immortal because at the end of the millennium, Lord Brahma will also die, Hiranyakashipu is very carefully asking him for benedictions that will be almost as good as immortality. His first proposal is that he not be killed by any of the different forms of living entities created by Lord Brahma within this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishna Vamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare यम प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमनुपेत कृत्यम् द्वैपायन विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदो स्थम सर्वभूत हृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि. सो हरे कृष्ण. सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस चैप्टर वेयर हिरण्यकश्यपु इज मेकिंग अ ग्रैंडियोस प्लान टू बिकम इमॉर्टल. It's a very interesting chapter because it's very relevant for us, for all of us, for all material vasis, material world visa holders. It's very important. In this chapter, we have seen that Hiranyakashipu has performed how long a tapasya for? 10,000 years. So he's performed for 10,000 years, a long, long time, right? And how he's able to perform? Because of his siddhis, because of his perfections in yoga siddhis, yoga marga. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, there are secrets to live long, which Harvard University is greatly researching these days, which the primary researcher is here, Mr. Hiranyakashipu. So they have to recruit him actually. So he's perfected it, he's lived for 10,000 years, so much so that he was not even conscious of his own body because there were ants eating away his flesh. He was not drinking water. He was not eating anything. Can you imagine? The four regulative principles has to be followed by asuras also to reach perfection. So what to talk of devotees? So he was following all the four regulative principles for 10,000 years. So he has to get something out of it. So now from 26 to 34 verses, when Brahmaji appeared finally, because the devatas went and prayed to Lord Brahma, this person is creating a lot of disturbances because of his austerities. And then Brahmaji finally appeared, pleased by his tapasya. And Brahmaji then rectified his body, because it is said that Hiranyakashipu did not have anything left on his body except the skin and the bone. So he was surviving of the bone marrow being extracted out of his own bone. So that's how he survived. So Brahmaji gave him a healthy body as soon as he saw him as a benediction. And then up to 34, he's glorified Lord Brahma. This glorification also is very interesting because it's very relevant to our material vasis again, because we will see how it is relevant. He glorifies Lord Brahma as equivalent as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He glorifies, "You are the Supreme Lord. You have created so many energies. Everything is a manifestation of your energy, actually." In fact, all of this glorification goes to Krishna, because you see Prabhupada's purports. He just writes purports on Krishna. Whatever Hiranyakashipu is glorifying, he's actually glorifying Brahmaji, but Prabhupada glorifies Krishna. For example, here in this verse, "Yadi dasyasi abhimatan," da means to give. Radha, dha means to give. "Dasyasi abhimatan varan me varadottama." Krishna's name is Varada Uttama. Actually, it is Krishna's name. Varada Uttama means Varadaraja temple. You know the Varadaraja temple in South India? Varadaraja means what? The king of all benedictus. So Krishna is called as the king of all benedictus. Varada Uttama means Krishna actually. But here Hiranyakashipu is using that name for glorifying Lord Brahma, because he wants something in return. So he's glorified Brahmaji. But the problem is, whatever he has glorified in the past verses up to 34, they're all true, but there is a catch. The catch is, all of his powers and energy has a limit. What's the limit? What is the limit? What is the limit of Brahmaji? Creation. Exactly. He's limited to this creation only. He's limited by time, space, and dimension. So whatever he benedicts, it's only because he's also about to leave this. One fine day, his body also will be snatched away. So, interestingly, in the last chapter, Hiranyakashipu speaks a lot of philosophy, because Hiranyakashipu is whose son? He's the son of Kashyapa. He's Kashyapa Suta. And Kashyapa is the son of Marichi. Yeah, Marichi. And Marichi is the son of Brahma. So Brahma is what in relation to Hiranyakashipu? Great-grandfather. You see, to see the great, and he's asking boons from his great-grandfather. In fact, because he has Kashyapa Suta, that means by birth he was Brahmanical, but by nature he was demoniac. So therefore, Brahmanism by birth is not included. Therefore, he is called as an asura. We will see actually. So, Brahma's benedictions is limited by time and space. And Hiranyakashipu knew this. But somehow or the other, he wanted to surpass something. So what is that? We will see actually. But before we start, we will see in this verse, this is the first benediction he is asking. What is he asking? What is he asking? Ma bhoon mama mrityur tvad vishrishtebhyo bhutebhyas. Ma means to not. Na, ma and na is tadbhava vachana verses. Words ma and na is the same. Ma bhoon mama mrityur. I don't want to die. Please negate my mrityu. Ma bhoon mrityuhu. Mrityur ma bhoon mama prabho. The last line you see. Ma bhoon mrityur mama mrityur prabho. He's saying, please save me from death, my death. Tvat virishishtebhyo bhutebhyaha. Tvat means tvam, that is you. Vishrishtebhyo, viparita shrishti. Viparita shrishti, vichalita shrishti, that which is expanded from you. Shrishti, shrishti abhyaha. Bhutebhyaha. Bhutebhyaha means the living entities. The living entities that has expanded from you, please benedict such a way that I don't get killed by your expansions and your living entities that have come from you. That is what he's asking. That is as the first benediction he's asking from Brahmaji. Now, why is he asking this goal? Why is he asking this goal? Huh? He can, so that he can take Brahma's position. Yes. It's interesting. He's asking the boon from Brahma and his desire is to overcome or replace Brahmaji himself. See, this is the asuric mentality. In the beginning of this chapter, Narada Muni is telling this to Yudhishthira. Hiranyakashipu Rajan, Sri Narada Vacha, Hiranyakashipu Rajan, Ajayam Ajaramaram, Atmanam Apratidvandvam, Ekarajam Vyavadhishsata, Vyavadhitsata. Narada Muni said to Maharaja Yudhishthira, the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu wanted to be unconquerable and free from old age and dwindling of the body. He wanted to gain all the yogic perfections like anima and laghima, to be deathless and to be the only king of the entire universe, including Brahmaloka. So that is what his goal statement was. So he started his tapasya with this thing in his mind. That what? He has to become unconquerable, free from old age. He doesn't want a body that ages. He wants to gain all the yogic perfection, to be deathless and to be only king of the entire universe. Does it seem very familiar requirements of anyone? Yes? Ravana, okay. Anyone else? Who wants to be deathless? Who doesn't want to die? Who doesn't want to be conquered by old age? Who doesn't want a body which dwindles? Practically all of us, isn't it? So this is in one sense our goal statement also. Is it not? So what Hiranyakashipu is asking, in fact we all repeated his prayers many times, saying, please save me from your living entities. Especially this prayer was very valid 2-3 years ago when COVID attacked us. Because that is also his living entity only, na? COVID, coronavirus. So, that was his goal statement when he started. In fact, in this material world, everybody wants to be undefeatable. Every living entity. You see, starting from an ant and a cockroach to the biggest living entity, it doesn't want to be defeated. An elephant also is afraid of death, only when humans are around, actually. So they don't trust humans. So they get afraid, or ferocious animals. So around the world, this is the same mentality, that I don't want to get defeated. I don't want to be killed. I don't want a body which ages. Coming from the... We all want our senses to be active and young. We don't want a body that ages, you know. And this can only be realized somebody who is aging. You know, if somebody is young, he won't realize it. Only when you reach the point where your body starts questioning you, to say, early in the morning you need to have stretches to even walk properly, and then you need a walking stick, and sometimes you get a muscle catch, and then they'll say, Prabhuji, you're beyond 40 now. Somebody keeps reminding you that your body is aging now. So the body also reminds. In fact, Bhagavatam tells, among one of the gurus, the body also is a guru. The body also teaches that you don't belong to this place, and yet we don't realize. So around the world, every living entity is taught this lesson that this body is going to be taken away. This body is going to dwindle anyways. And if you see, I come from a corporate world. So in the corporate world also, most of them want to be unconquerable. I mean, they need, so everybody competes in the corporate world to climb up the ladder. Say, if I reach only his position, and they'll be looking up to the boss, and they'll still look at the boss and say, if I sit in his seat, you know, then everything will become all right. And then he competes, he fights, he works day and night, he does politics, bureaucracy, diplomacy, whatnot. Whatever is in his weapon, he will use it to finally reach that place. And eventually, some people get successful in reaching such places. Vice president, managing director, whatnot. But when they reach that place, do you think they'll be happy? Why? Why they'll not be happy? What troubles them? Let's say they become the managing director of a company. What troubles them? Correct. So he's always constantly in anxiety. What if someone snatches my position away? First he endeavors to get it, and next he endeavors to keep it. These two mentalities, endeavor to get it and endeavor to keep it, represent Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The name itself represents. We've discussed this many times. Hiranyakashipu means the pillow, you see. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a bed or a pillow. So Hiranyaksha means one who has his eyes on wealth. So one who endeavors to get it is Hiranyaksha. One who saves it under the pillow is Hiranyakashipu. See, these two mentalities are there within each one of us. And everybody strives to do this to his extent, to a large extent, to whatever extent he can possibly do. So in this material world, especially in the corporate atmosphere, you will see. But what has happened, he doesn't realize that in this endeavor, what has he lost? What has he lost? Peace, okay, what else has he lost? Time, what else has he lost? Yes? What else has he lost? He's become the CEO of the company. He's reached his dream, he's got his goal finally, but he's lost something. Peace. Thank you. All the right answers. He has lost his vital effort, energy that the body, that the Lord has given, the human form of life. He has endeavored uselessly for something material which eventually will be snatched away. Is it not? His position will be snatched away eventually. Until what position? Until he's got this body. When the body is snatched away, everything that identifies with this body will be snatched away at the time of death. So all the endeavors he's done will be finally erased. I'm not saying you should not endeavor in this material world. I'm just saying some people, for some certain people, it will come naturally. But for some, they have to endeavor a lot. So it is for those Atyaharis, this is very applicable. For those who endeavor a lot in this material world to make a lot of investment properties, etc., etc., etc. They endeavor a lot and they waste their valuable human form of life. And what happens during the old age when the body tries to punish him, then he wants to focus on the holy name of the Lord, then he cannot. Because all his life he's endeavored to do certain type of vritti. It is called as vritti. Vritti means I'm using my senses to do something constantly 24/7. In the old age, that mind can only do the same thing what you have engaged it to do. You cannot do Krishna consciousness all of a sudden. It's not a mind mental switch that after 51, I will now become completely Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. It doesn't work like that. Kaumaram acharet pragnyo. You have to start when you are Kaumara. Kaumara means what age? At the age of 5. It has to become a second habit, a second nature. If it's not second nature, it will not automatically come. When we are 51, Krishna's name should automatically come. Right? So, not anything material. So, modern man finds his variety of ways to engage himself so that he wants to reach a position that is unconquerable. He wants to fight old age. Is it not? You see, cosmetic industry strives on this. Hair, coloring your hair. What is that? Some injections they put here. I don't know what is it called. Botox. They put here. I had a friend actually, and she used to work with me in a project. And I'd worked with her for almost 3 years, and I'd never seen her smile. She was always, she was always like that. And I was thinking maybe she's going through a lot of difficulties. So I casually, with my very close colleagues, I said, is everything all right with her? She seems to be very grave. Then they all laughed. I didn't understand why they were laughing, because she was always grave. And they said, oh, it's a good Botox job, they said. I didn't understand what they said, but then I had to Google it. Google Acharya helped me. So what happens is Botox strengthens your skin, and it so that when you laugh, it doesn't get wrinkled. So they can't smile also, because you don't want wrinkles on your skin. So to remain young, material world gives a lot of solutions. So the skin is firm so that you don't get any wrinkles. So I've defeated old age, you see. So material world proposes so many solutions to defeat old age. But problem is what? We may have defeated the wrinkles, but what we couldn't defeat? What is that we couldn't defeat? Death, okay. What else? Time? Anything else? The mind. You can't defeat the mind. Right? If you see Hiranyakashipu, he has defeated practically all his senses, is it not? He's controlled his senses. He's controlled his tongue. He's controlled his skin. He's controlled his nose, he's controlled his eyes, he's controlled his ears, he's controlled his legs, his hands, everything. Practically he's controlled all his 5 senses. He couldn't control his mind. You see? Devious mind. So, therefore, this material world is like that. So, and science, dogmatic scientists will always give a solution. Similarly, even in the Vedas, people get solutions like this. You can do yoga to prolong your life. There are a lot of yogis who do that. They do pranayama, etc., to prolong the lifespan, which works. There's nothing wrong with it, but the problem is the intent is wrong. See, it's not the kriya that is wrong. It is the intent with which that is done that is wrong. So here the intent was he wanted to become immortal and then become the lord of the universe. So the intent was not right. So ultimately everything will be ending in despair in this material world. Is it not? They endeavor so much, but everything will be wiped out. And in fact, recent research I read somewhere, by 2047 they will conquer death. Scientists will conquer death. It's very close by. So 23, probably how many more years? 47 minus 23? 24 years, practically we will all be deathless. Scientists have promised us. It's a promise. It's in the newspapers. So research is going on. So practically. So they'll put an artificial robot and we'll be a living bot, they call it as. But the jiva will not be there. The heart will be pumping. The body will be moving. But there is no soul inside. But look, we have made him alive, that they will say. The scientists will say. What is that called as? What is that called as in fiction? A monster, a Frankenstein, a monster actually. So probably they will achieve that, but this is the thing, they cannot control the mind. But we will see, Hiranyakashipu, actually his benediction, his boon that he is asking, what is it hinting? What is that he wants? What is that Hiranyakashipu wants? He wants to become free from this material universe. Is it not? Is it not? He just doesn't want this material body which is dwindling. There is a limitation for him. Is it not? As a spirit soul. He knows he's a spirit soul. How do you know he knows he's a spirit soul? Does Hiranyakashipu know he's a spirit soul or not? Is it not? He had preached in the last chapter. When Hiranyaksha died, he was preaching to his mother. Why are you lamenting? Body is just temporary. So he knows there is spirit soul. What is the problem then? What was the problem? He knows that he is not the body. Right? He has proven that he is not the body by doing 10,000 years of tapasya. Then what is the problem? Because we are also endeavoring, we also say that we are not this body. Krishna starts, natve vaham jatunasam natvam neme janadipa nachaivana bhavishyamaha sarve vayam atah param. Krishna has said this in the Bhagavad Gita. So many verses. Vasamsi Jirnani. Hiranyakashipu also knows this. But then what's the problem? He wants to get promoted like a CEO. Yes, Hemanga? You raised your hands, is it? Okay, what is the problem? What is the problem? What is the problem? Sorry, Mataji? He does not know where he belongs to. Okay. That's a nice answer. Probably he knows, but he doesn't want to admit. Yeah, is it not? Two things is important. One is, he wants to become immortal, right? But he doesn't want to become immortal the way scriptures are saying. How do you become immortal? By surrendering to Mukunda, by surrendering to Krishna. That he doesn't want to do. Because he's read the scriptures, but he doesn't want to surrender to Krishna. So he wants an alternative route. Probably there must be another route. You will see a lot of yogis do that. They will speculate, they will say Krishna is a... And then the second thing was, he was envious of Vishnu. He was envious of Krishna. And because of this envy, what did he think? He thought Krishna, Vishnu was a product of this material universe. Is it not? He thought Krishna also is a living entity because he came as a boar to kill my brother. And boar is a manifestation of this material energy, which is a manifestation of Lord Brahma. So therefore, Vishnu must be a manifestation of this material energy. There are people who still think like this. Huh? You see a lot of bearded guys in the internet, they say like that. Krishna is like a supreme yogi. That's all he is. They speak like that. And one day you can also become Krishna. They train you like that. This is Hiranyakashipu mentality. So Hiranyakashipu also was thinking like this, that Krishna was material. What does Krishna say about such people? Avajananti maam moodhaha manushim tanum ashritaha. Avajananti. Moodha. They are moodhas. They fool. They are fools. They think I am like them because I come as a 200 human. They think I am manushim tanum ashritaha. They think I have taken shelter of this body just like living entities take. But whether Krishna comes as a human form or a boar form, always material energy is under his shelter. He doesn't take ashray of the material energy. Manushim tanum ashritaha. This is what moodhas think. So, he thinks Krishna is a product of material energy and he doesn't want to take the route of devotional practice or surrender to Krishna, but he wants to take a different route because of his enviousness towards Krishna. Therefore, even though he knows he is not this material body, he cannot attain moksha or mukti or he cannot become immortal because he has anukulasya. He's pratikul. He's unfavorable towards Krishna. He's unfavorable towards Krishna's devotional practice or devotional service. So that is why he couldn't reach where he is. And the other thing was austerities. A beautiful lesson we learn from Hiranyakashipu is one stark reminder one should understand is what is the use of doing 10,000 years of tapasya? Sitting like this for 10,000 years, standing on one leg for 10,000 years. What's the use? If this person couldn't achieve what he wanted to achieve after 10,000 years of tapasya, me going to a yoga studio, spending a few dollars, do you think I can achieve this, achieve anything beyond this? He was such a strong personality. He didn't achieve the ultimate goal, what he wanted to achieve. This is a stark reminder for us that yoga, Ashtanga yoga in itself will not take us anywhere. It might give us some healthy organs, but otherwise it can't take us anywhere. It will help us to only move from one body to another body. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. There is no end to this. So this is a beautiful lesson from Hiranyakashipu to learn. Yoga will not take us anywhere. Ashtanga yoga is the marga. So therefore in the 17th chapter, Krishna says, that austerity that he performed, ashastra vihitim vihitam ghoram tapyante ye tapo janaha dambhaka dambankara samyuktaha kama raga balanvitaha. His austerity was driven by kama and raga. Kama means what? Desires, material desires. And raga means attachment. Raganuga Bhakti. Raga means attachment. So he had attachment to what? To mama. For his and his body and his expansions of his body. He had attachment. So he had done austerity for ulterior motives. That was the problem. Dhruva also performed yoga, you see. Dhruva also performed austerities like Hiranyakashipu. But what did he perform it for? Under whose instructions? Narada Muni. And who, what was he chanting? Who was he trying to please? Vishnu, Krishna. He was trying to please Krishna. But here Hiranyaksha was trying to please Brahmaji to fight against Krishna. He was pratikul to Krishna. So therefore, such people, tan vidhi asura nischayan. Krishna says such people who perform such austerities are asuras. So when they perform such austerities, even after, see, somebody might think, Prabhuji, if I meditate like this, Om Brahmaya Namaha, he will say like that. After 10,000 years, I should become peaceful, right? So see what has happened. He's asking, I don't want to die. Are you have yourself survived for 10,000 years. Why are you afraid of death? Is it not? But after 10,000 years of peaceful tapasya, he's still disturbed. So we have to understand, intelligent people should understand that this is the future of yoga. Yoga done with this ulterior motive, that is kama and raga, to become the Lord. So therefore, this guy has conquered everything, but he couldn't conquer his mind. So therefore, Krishna says in the 6th chapter, Uddhared atmanatmanam nanatmanam avashadayet atmaivahi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanaha. One has to deliver one's own self by his own mind. But here he is carried away by his own mind. So therefore, a pervert, so he's become a pervert even after doing 10,000 years of tapasya. And we will see, after he gets all his boons, he becomes so inimical towards the devatas, practically, he becomes the most topmost pervert in this universe. And generally, a pervert actually seeks constant, he seeks constant glorification or validation. Am I good? Don't you think I'm good? Don't you think I'm good? So this is constant validation. A pervert always thinks like this. So Hiranyakashipu was like this. He had tormented all the three universes. He had destroyed all the three universes. There was no Indra. There was no Agni. There was no Varuna. Everywhere there was Hiranyakashipu. Wherever yagya was happening, he had ordained. It should not say Agna, Agnaye idam namama. Agnaye swaha, Agnaye idam namama. You're offering it to Agni. So no, Hiranyaye swaha, Hiranyaye idam namama. So he has changed all the mantras also. See, everywhere, everyone should be glorifying only one personality, which is Hiranyakashipu. So he had ordained like that. He had one challenge. What was that challenge? No, everybody is listening to him. Starting from Satyaloka, everybody is listening to him. His son. He wanted to seek the same validation. Kayadhu, whose wife, his wife had said, okay, whatever you say, my dear Lord. She has surrendered because she was a Pativrata Nari. So then the only personality whom he has to convince himself is his five-year-old son. His name was Mr. Prahlad. So Prahlad on the Anadhyayana. So you know, when you go to Gurukula, every 15 days there will be one day called as Anadhyayana. Anadhyayana means holiday, basically. You are in the Shastras it is said one day you should relax. You should allow your mind to meditate. So therefore you can do here Kirtan or relax. Don't give too much pressure on your mind to understand the scriptural understanding. So there is one day called Anadhyayana. So probably that was the day when Prahlad Maharaj had come home to visit his parents from the Gurukula. So Hiranyakashipu brings his son and puts him on his lap. And there he says, Prapaccha, Papraccha Katha. Kathayatam vatsa manyate sadhuyat bhavan. So he's asking Bhavan, he's addressing Prahlada as Bhavan. This is the beauty when an asura like Hiranyakashipu faces a devotee, he's not calling him as son. Suta, he's not calling him as Suta, he's calling him as Bhavan. Bhavan is a very respectful word. No, in Hindi we call it as Aap. Tum and Aap, Aap is respect. So he's asking Prahlad Maharaj as Bhavan, what did you learn in the school, my dear son? What did you learn? Manyate sadhu. What did you learn? The definition of sadhu. What is the intent of him asking this question? Like asking Madhav, Madhav, can you please tell me what is the definition of sadhu? And I'm expecting, Prabhuji, sadhu means you only, Prabhuji. You see, Hiranyakashipu was expecting the answer like that from Prahlad. Manyate sadhu yad Bhavan. Please tell me, what have you learned about sadhu? Now, in today's schooling, do they teach us what is a sadhu? in today's Gurukul, I mean not Gurukul, sorry, the school, probably nobody teaches us, isn't it? Who does today's school glorify as great personalities? Huh? Prime Minister and anyone else? The scientists and? Huh? Celebrities and? Sports stars. Okay. The fussy and the messy. Huh? Anyone else? What else? Yes? Astronauts. Good. Anyone else? I come from IT. Teachers? Which teachers? Yes, that they are scientists or something like that. Good. Professors? Huh? Politicians? Yeah. Inventors, which is scientists, or the rich class. You see? The Musks and the Gates. The windows and the half-bitten apples. So, the rich people and the richer class. So, from schooling itself, you will be said, hey, emulate these people. They are our gurus. They are our acharyas. You have to become like them. You know, they train you like that. So, Shanda and Amarka, who was the professors under Hiranyakashipu's university, Hiranyakashipu was expecting them to train Prahlad like that. To say, hey, by the way, do you know the greatest personality on this earth ever lived is your father, Hiranyakashipu. You should always, you know, emulate him. So Hiranyakashipu was expecting Prahlad to learn all of this in the school. But unfortunately, Prahlad was a revolutionary, like the 1960s. Like he was the hippies of the Satyuga. He said, no way, I'm going to reject you, my dear father. So Prahlada then starts answering. He says, Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sadha samudvigna dhiyama sadgrahat hitvatma patam grahamandhakupam vanam gato yad tharim ashrayeta. Prahlad Maharaj, not even for a moment, was in anxiety. Think about it. Hiranyakashipu, in the next coming chapters, he will say, if Hiranyakashipu raises an eyebrow like this, Indra shivers. Indra, who is the lord of the three worlds, shivers. When Hiranyakashipu raises the eyebrows like this. If Hiranyakashipu drives his mustache, Varuna, Agni, they're all standing like this. Such a great personality, such a great father. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is very serene. He's not disturbed by a question like this. And he is preaching to his father. He says, nobody is preaching to this poor, wretched soul. Let me preach to him. This is what Prahlad Maharaj stands is. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse. There is a verse which says, Dukheshva anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigatasprahaha vitaraga bhayakrodaha sthitadir muniruchyate. One who is Stitadihi means one whose intelligence is very stable, he will not get anudvigna. Dvigna means anxiety. He is not getting into anxiety because Hiranyakashipu is asking that question. So, he is answering to Hiranyakashipu's question that he is saying, Tat sadhu manye. Okay, for me, the definition of sadhu is, my dear father, Suravarya Dehinam. He did not call his father as father. What did he call him as? Interesting. Hiranyakashipu called Prahlada as what? Bhavan. And now Prahlada is calling his father as Asuravarya Dehinam. Asuravarya means what? The king of the Asuras. He's not calling him as a father. Oh, king of the Asuras. Dehinam. Dehinam means one who is embodied. Prabhupada writes. The embodied means what? Who is embodied? Isn't Prahlad embodied? Prahlad is also embodied. So what's the difference between his embodiment and Hiranyakashipu's embodiment? Okay. Good. Okay. Dehi. That's another word. That's another meaning. Dehi in Sanskritam has many meanings. This dehi is diha upajayati. Iti dehi. Diha upajayati means that which depletes is called deha. Or dehi means one who is inside the deha is called dehi. One who resides inside deha is called dehi. Bodies, sharira and deha, there are two words. Sharira, shiryate iti shariram, deha upajayati iti deham. One who lives in the deha is called dehi. So dehi means one who is embodied. Actually, it is just not one who is embodied. One who is attached to the idea that I am embodied is embodied. Getting the idea? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is not dehi. Prahlad Maharaj is embodied. He is in the body, but he doesn't think that I am the body. So therefore, he is not dehi nam. How do we know he is not disturbed or he doesn't identify with the body? How do we know Prahlad is not identifying with the body? How do we know? Fearless. He is fearless, is it not? But is Hiranyakashipu fearful? He is full of fear. He is afraid that who is going to kill me now. So, tat sadhu manye asura varya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam. Sada samudvigna. Samudvigna means what? Udvigna means anxiety. Sada samudvigna. Father, you are completely embodied and you are always sada samudvigna dhyam. Your intelligence is always in anxiety. For those who are attached, they are always in anxiety. You see, in the material world, to live in this material world, especially in this country, you need to have insurance. To live, you have to have life insurance. To work, you have to have work insurance. To hospitalize, you need to have medical insurance. To have a house, you have to have house insurance. To protect your contents, you have contents insurance. To protect your body parts, you have to have disability insurance. To protect half of the body, you have TPD insurance, total disability, whatever, you know. There are so many varieties of insurance. After that, for burning the body also, you should have insurance, funeral insurance. Can you imagine? Kitna insurance. Otherwise, the bill will come to you and you can't bite it. So you need to have insurances. So many ways we have to protect in this material world. In the same way, sada samudvigna. Even after having so many insurances, you never know when this material world will bite. One of my friend, he was very, you know, udvigna. So he took, what is that? Insurance for maternal insurance, you know, for having children. This was about 15 years ago. Then he went straight to the private nursing home. He says, I have insurance. I've been given a separate room and I've given a TV. So my wife is very happy. So they had a child. And then after he walked out of the hospital, they gave him a bill, you know, slowly in an envelope. And the bill was $15,000. He says, excuse me, I've got an insurance. Yes, sir, this is for the insurance only. This is excess. He said, what do you mean by excess? And then they read the bill. The anesthesia is covered, sir, but the anesthetist is not. The bed is covered, but the linen is not. The oxygen is covered, the oxygen cylinder is not. Like this. The pole is covered, but the mic is not. The seat is covered, the cushion is not. You know, the marble is covered, but the cement is not. So like that, they had billed him $15,000. And then he walked out of the hospital very sad. So, material universe can throw surprises anytime. There is sada samudvigna dhyam. You see? So he had insurance, and yet he was punished with $15,000. So, he was very sad after that. So he called his insurance. Why did you charge me? He said, no sir, we cover you for that, but not for this. You know, you didn't read the fine print. No, the long PDF, nobody reads it. We just click the checkbox. I agree. That's it. And then the insurance company take us for a ride. Of course, this is what the material world is. And here Prahlada is saying, sada samudvigna dhyam, to such people who asat grahat, who are asat grahat, agraha, asat agrahat means those who claim that they are this body, those who claim that I am independent, I can do everything that I have. Everything is in my power. You see, such people are called asad agraha. Asad agraha means one who falsely claims that he is independent, which is what Hiranyakashipu is aiming for. Hitvatma patam grihamandakupam. This graha and griha. Graha means one who declares I am independent. Griha means one who takes the shelter of false houses. Right? So such people are always sada samudvigna. So therefore, my dear father, I have come on a holiday, but I don't want to live in your house because your house is andhakopam. Why? Because it is said in the Vedas, actually there is a beautiful verse. It says, na viprapadodaka పంకిలాని నవేద శాస్త్రధ్వని గర్జితాని స్వాహా స్వధాకార వివర్జితాని శంషాణతుల్యాని గృహీతాని తాని. మీన్స్ దట్ హౌస్ వేర్ న విప్రపాదోదక పంకిలాని, దట్ హౌస్ వేర్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ వెట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వాష్డ్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద విప్రస్. You know, when the vipras, when the brahmanas, when the devotees come to your house, you wash their feet. You wash their feet and you sprinkle them with lotus flowers. And when they walk in your house, you've seen this custom, is it not? When they come in the house, they put a plate with kumkum in it or turmeric in it. And the Vaishnavas have to put their foot inside the water and then they'll walk inside your house. And your house should have footsteps of these Vaishnavas everywhere. Na vipra padodaka pankilani, that house which is not welcoming vipras, which is not marked with the wet footprints of the vipras, pankilani, na veda shastra dhvani garjitani, that house which doesn't reverberate the Vedas, the scriptures, the chanting of the shlokas, the chanting of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, such house, na swaha swadhakara vivarjitani. Swaha and swadhakara means, swaha is sacrifices, swadha means the tarpana sacrifice, the shraddha ceremonies. Such vivarjitani, who are not doing sacrifices in their house, that house is samshana tulyani grihanitani. That house is like a graveyard. Nobody wants to go to a graveyard, isn't it? When you go to a graveyard, you think, thoda aram kar lete hain idhar. Nobody will think like that. They will always think, I want to get out of this place as soon as possible. Is it not? We all know that. We don't want to stay in a graveyard. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I have not come here to stay in your house. In fact, you yourself has to get out of this house and go to a forest. That's what he said in that verse. He said, Vanam gato yad dharim ashray. You should go out and take the ashray of Hari, he's telling. So this is what he was preaching to his own father. So a lesson that we can learn is, after 10,000 years of achievement, after achieving his peak of his career, Mr. Hiranyakashipu, the Lord has unique ways to destroy his achievement. And he was destroyed. That Hiranyakashipu, whom Indra was afraid, Agni was afraid, Varuna was afraid. In the Swargaloka, there was no Indra. Because Hiranyakashipu was sitting there. Everything was ordained and manifested by Indra, actually, by Hiranyakashipu. That was his power, actually. When Yajna was ordained, it was not Agni which was by burning the fire. It was the power of Hiranyakashipu which was burning the fire, actually. He had taken over. Such a person was humbled by not Agni, by not Brahmaji, by not the Supreme Lord also, but by a mere 5-year-old chaddi pehenne wala boy. Small boy. That was not digested by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu could not digest it. So this is a lesson that the Lord has his own ways to break our pride. Simply he will break. Just put a son there. His own son breaks his pride. His own son is not accepting him as a Supreme Lord. So this is a lesson that we can learn, that this material world is full of anxieties. And if we want to get out of anxiety, there is only one process. And the only process is what? Is Krishna consciousness. Is to take to the process of bhakti. Because only by taking through yasyasti bhagavati rakinchana, one who takes to the process of bhakti, only such persons can actually overcome the effects, ill effects of this material universe. Yasyasti bhagavati rakinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha. Only a devotee can manifest such anudvigna, non-anudvigna qualities, non-anxious. Therefore, Vaikuntha is a place where there is no anxiety, but such non-anxious nature is there in Srila Prahlad Maharaj, even in this material world, even in this material body. We saw Prabhupada also, when he was traveling, we didn't see any anxiety in Srila Prabhupada. When he was facing such material challenges, we never saw anxiety. So if we want to reach such state of freedom, everyone, all of us want to reach a state of being free from all anxieties. To reach this free anxiety state, there is only one process, which is Krishna consciousness. And in Krishna consciousness, what is the best process? chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Because one who has tasted the holy name of the Lord, one who has undividing faith that this name will deliver me, this name of the holy name, that this name, because name of the Lord is very powerful. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful. Therefore, when we chant, we have to chant with so much conviction that all of these qualities will automatically manifest. Amanitvam, Adhambitvam, Kshantir, Arjavam, all the 12 qualities that a devotee manifests will already be manifested for a devotee who is actually with heart giving his whole and soul while chanting the holy name of the Lord. It's very simple, but there has to be a sincere effort. And if which firm conviction someone takes to the chanting of the holy name, actually that's enough. Chanting of the holy name can manifest everything in a devotee. He doesn't have to do such rigorous tapasya for 10,000 years, because the most challenging senses that has to be defeated is the mind. And the mind cannot. Why is the mind so difficult to defeat? Why is it difficult to defeat the mind? It is chanchal, okay? It is flickering. Why is it so difficult to defeat the mind? Among the senses, Krishna says, I am the mind. Krishna is the mind. You can't defeat Krishna. We can't defeat Krishna. So only Krishna can defeat. So therefore we have to take the shelter of the Krishna's lotus feet to say, oh my dear Lord, please control my mind. Abhaya Charanarvind. Bhaja hure mana Shri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanarvindare. So when we meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, then naturally the mind comes under control. Not by artificial means of gymnastics. As we saw, he could control everything except the mind and his intelligence. So, and for that, we have to take to the holy name of the Lord, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And constant, sincere chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra gradually brings the mind under control and brings the mind under the service of Krishna. That is what ultimately the mind's position is, to always resting at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Or corrections, we can discuss for a few minutes. If not, we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindi ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hello. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That is Vedavyasa praying for Shukadeva Goswami. This is Shaunak Rishi. Shruta Goswami is telling how Vedavyasa was running behind his son. Shukadeva Goswami, call him back that I will join the.
To such a
son and father.
I am famous.
Veda.
Turn it off.